It is our pleasure to have with us today Kelly McKenzie. We're going to talk about patients, medications, how parents can make sure they're properly medicating their children, and some questions that they might have, and also how pharmacists can help prevent errors. Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're glad to have you on because it's very important, especially coming up during March 7th through the 13th during National Patient Safety Awareness Week, that some attention be brought to this issue.
Absolutely.
What are some problems you see when it comes to medications and patients?
One of the potential problems, particularly in the hospital setting, which is where I work, is patients not having an accurate medication list. It's very important for parents to keep track of the medications that their child takes on a regular basis. It's important to keep the drug name, the dose, the strength, how often you give it, and what you're giving it for. Bring that list with you to all doctor's appointments, urgent care visits, emergency room visits. If you don't have a medication list, you can find one at www.safemedication.com, and that'll help you to develop a list for your child. And if it's one of those emergencies and you haven't made the list yet, bring all the medications with you to the ED and the emergency department, and that'll help to the prescribers and the pharmacists who are working in that setting to determine what your child's been receiving before they came into the hospital.
And we've heard that before with adults, especially with older adults who might be on many medications, to bring a list in to their doctor's appointments or to the emergency room. But some people don't think about that for the kids, do they? Because they think, well, they're just on one or two medications, so it's not going to be a problem.
Right, that's true. But it can be a problem. It's particularly, you know, with children, we're often using liquid medications. And the things that parents remember is how much they measure, you know, what they poured into the dosing cup or the measuring spoon. What we also need to know is what was the strength of that medication, or was it a combination medication? Did it have more than one active ingredient in it? So it's important for the doctors and the pharmacists who are caring for your child in the hospital to know how much and both the liquid quantity and also the actual milligrams of the medication.
And I know it's important as well to make sure that the medicine that your kids are getting are meant for kids. They're not just little adults, so especially when it comes to cough and cold, you want to make sure that you give them medications that are meant for them.
Absolutely. The Food and Drug Administration has actually come out with information within the last couple of years that is new to many parents who may have older children, and that's that we really should avoid giving medication for cough and cold products that you can buy over the counter. None of that should be given to a child who's age 2 or less. They really haven't shown to be effective, and more importantly, they haven't been shown to be safe. They've actually been shown to be harmful.
When it comes to dosing those medications, Kelly, what about the little plastic cups that come with the medications? Is it better to use that, or can you use your own?
You really should use the measuring device, whether it's a plastic cup or a measuring spoon that came with the medication. That's one way that you can accurately measure. That certainly is more accurate than using just your kitchen teaspoon or tablespoon. And even more accurate than those are oral syringes. Many pharmacies will give you oral syringes free of charge, or they'll particularly give them to you if you've had a liquid prescription filled. And you can reuse those oral syringes, you know, wash them after use and save those for measuring other medications in the future.
I know we've been talking about cough and cold medications, but also another concern are painkillers. And I know one of the leading causes of poisonings in kids are painkillers, aren't they?
They can be, yes. One of the examples that we could talk about is Tylenol, for example, that comes in two different strengths. There's infant strength Tylenol, and there's pediatric strength Tylenol, or children's Tylenol. If you have a child that's in both age groups, you can't just give the same amount. You know, a teaspoonful of one is not equal to the teaspoonful of the other. The Food and Drug Administration and other safety groups are actually looking at whether or not it's a good idea to remove one of those strengths from the market so that those types of errors don't occur. That's one of the steps that we've taken in our hospital. We actually only stock pediatric strength Tylenol so that we don't have the potential for that error to occur.
Now, I know many parents concern themselves with just prescription medications, but what about when it comes to vitamins and supplements and herbs and things like that? Should there be some concern there too?
Well, most children, if they're getting a well-balanced diet, may not need a daily multiple vitamin, and that's something that you can speak to your doctor or pharmacist about. And as far as the herbal products and the natural remedies that are out there, those products aren't regulated by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. They haven't undergone the same rigorous testing that other products have undergone. And there have been instances when the FDA has had to get involved and step in and recall products off the market and tell the manufacturers they have to stop making them because they're actually found to include ingredients that may actually be prescription ingredients or that may be toxins, for example, and they've had to pull products off the market.
Kelly, anything else the parents need to keep in mind when it comes to their kids and medications?
Well, as you mentioned, children aren't just small adults, so a small mistake with medication can certainly be a big deal and perhaps a bigger deal for a child than it would be for an adult. It's important for parents to also have an accurate allergy history and to teach that allergy history to their child when they become old enough so that they know what their allergy history is well into adulthood. And it's also important to keep in mind that child-resistant caps are just that. They're child-resistant. They're not child-proof. So safe storage of medications is one of the best ways that we can prevent accidental poisonings as well.
Well, Kelly, if people want to learn more about the things you talked about today, where can they turn?
They can go to www.safemedication.com. There are other helpful tips for parents on that website and also tools to help get that medication list developed.
Kelly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Kelly McKenzie has been our guest.